In a news update for November 30th of 2022 on this Wednesday morning edition, part number three, as we continue on with the War Room going into the first hour of the AJ show. And of course, we're broadcasting on SiriusXM and also terrestrial news satellite radio networks and across the interwebs, all across where you can find and subscribe for your content on all podcasting platforms. Like, for example, you don't have to use these, but these are just a few that we just immediately comes to mind. Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, and Google Cast. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. We'll be back with hour number three hitting your way next.
Boy, gender outlaw, gender nonconforming, gender variant, gender fluid, gender beep. Folks, that's on the list is gender truck, censored for family friendly. Bi-gender, multi-gender, pan-gender, gender creative, very gender creative, gender expansive, third gender, that's bigoted, neutroys, omnigender, polygender, gray gender, intergender, maverick, navi gender, two-spirit, Hijra, Cthulhu, Mux, Xanath, X-Gender, MTX, FTX, Bakla, Mahu, Faye Afefafine, Waria, Paleo Anna, Ashtime, Mashoga. This is all real, folks. I'm reading off the list. Mangaiko, Chibados, Tita Wina, Bixa, Alia, Mwame, Lahmamana, Nadlihi, Dilbaa, Winkti, Nina Opaskitsi Pixpi, Machi Embra, Quari Warmai, Chukchi, Waka Wahin, Fakli Litti, Calabai, Kalalabai, Bisu, Akult, Travesty. Oh my gosh. Questioning. I don't use labels. This is getting insane. Aromantic, asexual, BDSM kink, bisexual, demisexual. Can I even say this one? I can't even say this one. Rhymes with spike. It says it. This is an official government document. Can I say faggot on the air? It's in the document. Right there. Gay, lesbian, non-monogamous, pansexual, polyamorous, queer, same gender loving, scoliosexual, heterosexual, trans for trans. All right, we did it. We were able to get all of them off. I didn't miss any guys, did I? I don't think so. So we did it. We were able to get them all off. So, guys, what is... Did we go to like an indigenous village in the African jungle to find these genders?
Yep.
No. Fa-a-fa-fine? Mahu? Bakla?
Like
Mangaiko? Where do you even... Who's making these up? Dilbe?
The news update.
Machi Embra? I mean, this is a joke, right? Chukchi? Somebody tell... I want you... Crew, look up what a Chukchi is right now. I'm taking a shot in the dark here. I have no idea. I have no clue what we're about to find out.
Cutting through all the
Chukchi. Chukchi. It's right here, guys. It's, here we go.
Top headlines.
Chukchi. We're taking a risk, folks. We have no idea what's about to show up in a Google search for this guy. It is! I told you it was indigenous forest people! What did I tell you? The Chukchi are a Siberian indigenous people. So what is the gender orientation? They are literally taking things from this is a troll. This has to be a joke. Alright, let's look at this. I mean, guys, let's go with what should we try next? How about Waka Wahin. Here, guys, if you need the dot cam. Waka Wahin. All right, let's figure out what indigenous tribe the Wakawahin is that liberals are now pretending is a sexual orientation. Something to do with women. The transgender guide here, okay? Wakawahin, a biological male person, so a man, who lives and behaves as a female socially. So a drag queen. So Wakawahin. All right, guys, how about, should we go with the most ridiculous one? Let's see what a Ninau Pozskits Pixpi is. Ninau Pozskits Pixpi. Let's figure this one out. Yeah, this one, guys, you're really going to have to follow to get the spelling right. We're going to get down. We will find out what a Ninau Pozskits Pixpi is. How do you think the indigenous people feel with their tribes being used for descriptions of gender orientations that don't exist now? Are we finding this one, guys? This is a long shot. If you could even find it. There it is. Again, it's an Indian tribe. Manly-hearted woman. An indigenous American tribe, the Ninau Pozskits Pixpi, is a manly-hearted woman that liberals are now claiming is an actual gender orientation. And so if you are a manly-hearted woman in San Francisco, you are now entitled to $1,200 a month from the government.
I really went off the foundation on that one.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I was going to mention this earlier, but we got the volcano on the screen. Or I was going to mention it last segment, but there is a huge volcano. It's considered the largest active volcano in the world in Hawaii. Mauna Loa in Hawaii erupts for the first time in nearly 40 years. And we've got some of this amazing footage on the screen. And what's that? My crew identifies as a volcano? Is that what I'm hearing? Oh, they identify as Mauna Loa. Well, yeah, I mean, it might as well be on the list. In fact, it's bigoted not to have it on the list, referencing the last segment. But there it is, just incredible footage from the scenes there with some of this molten lava going up to 200 feet in the sky, just boiling over. Amazing stuff. And so people are obviously saying, oh, look at the times, the animals walking in circles, the volcanoes, the hurricanes, the earthquakes.
Listen for your content. Like, for example,
and it's your fault, man-made climate change. No, that's just another big lie. You know, by the way, it's not lies necessarily. I just want to mention something real quick, because I'm noticing a bunch of people are talking about, I told you, I've let the Kanye West, Kyrie Irving stories kind of go because it used to be within my, let's say they used to be inside my galaxy of news coverage, but now it's kind of a galaxy of itself. So I don't even really go into that galaxy except when maybe our galaxies kind of have the Venn diagram moment when they come into my sphere. So for the most part, it's just a whole other galaxy of news coverage now, but people are talking about Kanye West coming on Alex Jones show and all of this stuff. And so there's always stories about Alex or about InfoWars that I could come on air and correct because I know what's going on, but it's not my correction to make. It's Alex's. If Alex wants to correct the record on what happened with his Kanye West interview, then he is welcome to do so. So I'm not going to do that. But just know that most likely what you're reading or hearing is probably inaccurate. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Highly inaccurate.
But
from the
Alex can correct that record if he cares to. But it's worth at least mentioning to me. And so, I don't know. I don't think you'll be seeing Kanye West coming into studio. It's been in the works before. He's literally been on the tarmac about to come here and then literally runs off into L.A. and starts screaming things you wouldn't even believe and then ends up doing a video later that night. But that's neither here nor there. Just going to leave that where it lies. And I will just say this. If Kanye West was seriously considering running for president, or seriously launching a campaign, it ended last night.
Yeah.
It was over last night.
Yep.
And all the criticism and stuff that Tim Pool is getting, I think is fair as well. I think the best way to put it would be Tim Pool just was nowhere near prepared to handle that interview for a multitude of reasons. And so it, of course, completely collapsed. He was not anywhere near prepared to handle that interview. And it just never really had a chance to succeed, quite frankly. But clearly neither was Kanye West. And so if Kanye West can't sit across the table from Tim Pool and do an interview, he has no chance on running a real presidential campaign. I'm sorry, that's just the case. Now I'm going to move on. Moore dies suddenly. Boy, this story.
There go Moore dropping.
22-year-old St. Ambrose University basketball player dies suddenly. 22 years old basketball star Patrick Torrey. Another dies suddenly.
Another dies suddenly.
Flight attendant dies suddenly. Mid-air due to heart attack. Airplane pilot suffers suspected heart attack during takeoff. Frenzy. Later dies.
Oh, we don't know, but
here's the individual Drex on Twitter, who last August stated this: to the folks saying getting vaccinated is a deeply personal decision, it's time to shut the F up and sit the F down. It's a matter of public health. The media and governments aren't lying to you. Oh, really? Wow, that's good. Now I know where you stand. You're completely brainwashed. You're just an effing moron who doesn't know S from Clay. S, shut the F up already. That's funny. He tells you you're the moron and that the media and the governments don't lie to you. And then what happened?
He died.
Recently?
He died.
He just tweeted about his heart attack. Now, his Twitter account is protected because so many people were commenting on the two tweets saying, oh, you shoved it in people's face that didn't want to get the vaccine. Now you've had the number one side effect of the vaccine, a heart attack at a young age.
Yep.
And I don't celebrate that.
I don't either.
That's sad.
That's very sad. But he should.
But you know, life comes at you fast.
Yep.
Kind of like what happened to the scientists, French scientists, digging up zombie viruses. And so I had a little inaccurate coverage yesterday where I was talking about this story and saying, oh, look, you caused climate change and the glaciers to melt. And now these zombie viruses are getting out. But that wasn't the case. The case is that these French scientists actually dug into a frozen lake. They dug deep and they decided to take out a virus that they discovered and test on it. So it's not even naturally occurring again. Again, it's mad scientists. And so these mad scientists, and look, I'm all for doing research and archaeology and all that stuff. I'm actually really into it. There's kind of a cool series on Netflix right now, Ancient Apocalypse, I just started watching. Very cool stuff.
Yeah,
it's cool to see Graham Hancock's take on a lot of human history's mysteries. But I digress. So I'm all for it. I'm all for figuring out the secrets and digging into our past and digging into the earth if it should be, or digging into ice if it should be. But isn't it funny? They dig into the ice, they discover a virus, they extract the virus for research, and then they say, this zombie virus might kill us. Well, okay, that's like you creating a virus in a lab with gain of function and then saying it might kill us. Well, then why the hell are you making a virus in a lab that might kill us? Mad scientists. Mad scientists. Man, oh man. Oh, how funny is this one? Alyssa Milano, she's a good liberal and a big Me Too movement person, mocked for replacing her Tesla with a Volkswagen. VW literally founded by the Nazis. That's it.
I love it.
Liberals are dumb, and so, yes, I'm not surprised Melissa Milano thought it was a good public gesture to turn in her Tesla for a Volkswagen. Oops.
I'll tell you that those battery things aren't going so well.
Liberal. Oh, man. You guys, I'll tell you. And then there's the Me Too movement. That even in death, they come at you. But see, here's the real story. They all knew this has been going on for years. A former music manager filed a lawsuit on Monday in New York State Court against Ahmet Erdogan's estate and Atlantic Records for sexual assault, sexual battery, and negligence in negligent infliction of emotional distress starting in the early 1980s. Nearly 16 years after his death, Atlantic Records CEO accused of sexual assault. So look, I'm not the one that is casting doubt on women that are claiming they've been raped or sexually abused. But it's stories like this that are. And so, I'm not even doubting that this probably happened. Clearly, if you want to avoid getting raped, you should probably just avoid the entertainment industry. You should probably avoid Hollywood and California if you don't want to get raped. Or, have Harvey Weinstein's fish, in your face. But, so 16 years later, and I'm not supposed to assume you're an ambulance-chasing type of a person. 16 years later, that's what's so ridiculous about all this. And again, I've actually talked to him. They say, well, look, we're scared. We're embarrassed. We don't want to come forward. Okay, fair enough. But the real story to me is that everybody knows this goes down. Everybody knows when you go into Hollywood and you want to get in big films, people sell their bodies, whore themselves out. Producers, record labels, all these people take advantage of you.
You name it.
And then we're supposed to sit here and say, oh, decades later, you're coming forward. You're a hero. Again, I'm not trying to desympathize with these victims or potential victims. It's just, how can we not doubt this? You write jokes and stuff about it on TV and you praise Roman Polanski and everybody knows what goes on, but then you also want to be the victims. All right, final segment. You're not going to have time for phone calls. Going to do some more shout outs, though. A couple stories I want to mention here before I sign off. And I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. This story is developing today. But there is a potential massive economic supply chain disruption coming. And that is a labor strike in the train industry. The supply chain industry. It's a major factor there. And once again, the government is going to make matters worse and blow it. The issue here is that the government is too big.
That's the problem.
And because the government is too big, there's too much regulation and there's too much taxing.
Right.
And so it makes it harder for workers to make more money. And so companies get taxed more. They have less money to pay the workers. Workers get taxed more. They have less money to take home. And then the strike happens because they want more money. And then the government comes in and says the answer is more government. And so that's what the response has been today. This is a looming potential disaster.
It's broken down.
I don't know how they're going to work this one out but I do know this. It's going to be bigger government somehow. It's going to be the government solving the problem when the government is the problem. We'll have more on that. This ties in to the supplements that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's come out recently, a big... we'll call it health physique influencer named the Liver King. You've probably heard of this individual. People always ask me, well, you should get Liver King on. He does the raw eggs. And I have no problem with Liver King. I like the stuff he promotes, the lifestyle, the diet, everything. But if you couldn't tell that he was on steroids, you're just, it's one of those things like, oh my gosh, Santa Claus doesn't exist. Sorry for the children out there. I apologize. Should have given the parents a pre-warning. Santa Claus is real. And Liver King is all natural. No, clearly he was on steroids, and that's fine. I have no problem. You want to use steroids? No problem for me. I'm not into that. I don't like taking synthetic stuff like that. I like using diet and exercise to achieve a physique, but some people use steroids, and that's fine for them. It's like this whole thing like, oh my gosh, we're shocked. How could it be? He promoted it like it was natural. Come on, guys. You really think you can naturally get like that without steroids? You clearly don't exercise or lift weights. But that's not the point. Again, I have no problem with Liver King. My point is that we don't do fake stuff. We're just 100% real, 100% transparent, and we believe in natural, organic means to achieve health and longevity. And that's why we sell the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm not telling you, you're going to look your best just because you take supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, but I'm going to tell you, you will look and feel your best if you engage in good, healthy diets and exercise, plus the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com will give you that extra edge to reach that goal of yours a lot easier. And that's why I take the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and so do many of you. And so we've got more shout-outs here. Again, I've got some new ones. Probably won't have time for the submissions today. My stack is growing. If you use hashtag InfoWarsStore on Twitter, we will give you a shout-out. Just put your product in the tweet, and we will give you a shout-out like Chazzy. Here's Chazzy right here. He's got your boy Chaz. He's got the full regimen here, doesn't he? He's got the full regimen here. He's got the fizzy magnesium. He's got the bodies, hair and beard formula, vitamin D3 gummies, ultimate fish oil, Survival Shield X2. He's got the full regimen there. Thank you, Chaz, for your support. We've got iJoeChim. iJoeChim, he's showing off his InfoWars swag. He's got the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, the InfoWars.com t-shirt, and the Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt, which, by the way, there was an individual I've been... We tried to get the guy on, and I don't know if he listens to the show. I know sometimes he might. I don't know if he's every day. But I wanted to give a guy a shout-out here, and I forget his name. What was his Vets for Cannabis? Combat and Cannabis. Justin is his name. I did an interview with him over a year ago in Dallas at a Reawaken America Tour event. Awesome guy. And I got to say, he made the original design. I still have, I believe, that t-shirt, but I think he shut down his podcast. We haven't had a way to reach out to him. But I just wanted to give him a little shout out here with iJoeChim for his support at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Here's the Joy Doctor. The Joy Doctor has a nice, very clean setup here. A nice, very organized setup here. He's got the down and out, so you know he's sleeping well. He's got the Brain Force Ultra, so you know he's thinking well. And he's got Survival Shield X2 and X3, so you know he's not deficient on iodine and his thyroid is working. There you go. Oh, and the Knockout and the Brain Force Plus. So he really sleeps well and thinks well. Thank you to the Joy Doctor for your support. And then, we'll have to give more shout-outs. We'll have to give more shout-outs tomorrow. In the meantime, you know, all your arguments for gun control have been proven wrong in Brazil. Guns and crime and Brazil's tumbling murder rate. More legal guns reduced crime in Brazil, thanks to Jair Bolsonaro. But now in the gun-free zones of Democrat cities, you can be executed in the streets. We'll cover that tomorrow, folks. Shocking video. So yes, more guns equals less crime.
You
and you've been trained to think that that is some sort of hyperbole, but it's really not if you think about it practically, really, and it's really not if you apply the data
with
the crime statistics to the argument.
You have a gun,
Guns equals less crime. Well, why do you think police officers carry a gun?
Yeah.
Do you think police officers carry a gun because it promotes crime, or do you think police officers carry a gun because it deters crime?
It deters crime.
All right, you know what? I want to give another shout out to a great member of the audience that made this ad. We'll call it an ad for a new product from AndrewTatePower.com, and that is Sheer Indefatigability. Now, I forget the individual who made this video. I will give you a shout out. I don't have you in front of me, but when we play this video, the crew will go find the artist, or I'll find the artist. I have your name pulled up. What is it, guys? Window Maker, the maker of memes. So, it's a hard thing to pronounce, okay? Indefatigability. We all know sometimes Alex Jones has trouble with some words, okay? We love him, all right? Myocarditis, we know him, okay? So, there's Window Maker. So, you know, Alex had fun with indefatigability. Now, sometimes people do unofficial ads for us that we end up running in the breaks during ads. This one has potential. I'm going to throw it out there. We'll get the audience response. Maybe you'll see it in the ads. Here's Window Maker's Sheer Indefatigability ad.
Sheer Indefatigability. Indefatigability. Indefatigability.
All right, there it is from Window Maker. It might become a 60-second ad. Just saying. It might. Now, here's another one that was shocking to me. This is on a podcast. Do you think the average girl would rather have a relationship with a boyfriend or Instagram? That question got answered in this clip.
Instagram or long-term boyfriend?
Instagram, probably.
Okay, let's see.
Instagram.
Okay.
What?
That's crazy. Instagram.
Instagram? Okay.
Instagram.
Instagram? Okay.
Oh, Gideon's getting red pill right now.
Okay. What about you?
Probably Instagram.
Oh, that's a trick.
I probably already knew, but Instagram.
What the
fuck? I would say Instagram.
I
haven't met or found a man yet that can give me what Instagram I can.
I think it's not a fair pool to choose from. They obviously chose girls that are heavily involved with Instagram, might even make money on Instagram. But I think there's a fair representation of how a lot of women feel. And the story, I think, is that women get more out of Instagram with the dopamine hits, as it's designed to be, than they do out of a lasting, strong, bonding
relationship.
Yeah,
of course.
And I also think that there's a level of it's meant now with all the other anti-man or anti-woman propaganda to drive that wedge and make women think that, you know, man is actually a negative thing in my life where Instagram can be a positive thing. More on that, but you saw the clip. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right, we'll be back with hour one of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Public world, not the hidden one. They kill us with 5G and GMO and poison shots. And that's why Fauci defends the communist Chinese lockdowns. That's why Apple turned off protest communications right before the lockdown uprising started in China. That's why Twitter helped. That's why Facebook helped. That's why Apple helped. Because that's who they are. And now the Chinese military's hit the streets. Because China's what they wish they could do to you. They wish they could take your little farm. They wish they could take your children. They wish they could rape your wife. They are criminals of the highest order. They are rampaging Satanists who just have nothing but disdain for you because they are predators. And they see the domesticated, dumbed down, asleep, lackadaisical, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome addled public, and they see meat on the table. So don't become a wolf like them, and don't be a sheep. Be a sheepdog, ladies and gentlemen.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor, or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character. And is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids, take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane, telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
It's Tuesday, November 29th. Get ready. We got a big broadcast lined up for you. Huge developments. Things just get more and more intense by the day. Again, we're live Tuesday, November 29th. A predatory corporate world government has openly been established and has announced itself and its in-game goal, 90% forced depopulation of the earth. Communist China is their testing ground for their absolute tyranny, and now we've seen the UN, the World Economic Forum, leftist political parties across the world, big tech, the major corporations, Hollywood, all line up against free speech. And they're now saying everywhere that free speech does break bones, and that anyone criticizing open borders, election fraud, gun confiscation, pedophilia, energy prices, wars, are criminals who need to be arrested. I've got a bunch of clips out of the gates with this openly being pushed, openly being said. But let's remember the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, December 15th, 1791. Everything you're seeing is a classical, high-tech version of tyranny. We saw Bob Baer of the CIA, who played it yesterday, over the weekend, saying, your freedoms are pathetic. If there's no First Amendment, Americans shouldn't have any free speech. You don't want the Russians to win, do you? But there's a lot of big victories happening. Elon Musk has come out and said he's going to release the files showing the government secretly running Twitter. We already know that. A bunch of documents already came out. And they've responded saying they want national security investigations of Musk. Think about that. He's also come out and said, we're going to allow people to talk about COVID however they want and talk about their experiences. Oh, he's going to allow disinformation. That means challenging the official narrative that was a premeditated global government, corporate-created fraud, unified to push total lies on us and poison shots and suppress all sorts of treatments that were natural and healthy. Natural therapeutics, serious crimes against humanity, forced injections, Nuremberg Code violations. Meanwhile, Fauci's in a new video, we'll play next segment. He again defends Chinese lockdowns, saying they're great. We'll look at these incredibly tyrannical lockdowns. People locked up for hundreds of days. Not about the virus. A giant test of their social credit score where one day your smartphone says you're a yellow code. You can't return to your home. You live on the street for months. Another code tells you go to one of the emergency COVID camps. Another code says stay in your house. We're going to weld you inside your home for 120, 140 days. When your house catches on fire, you can't leave. And the fire department doesn't come. It's all about when I say jump, you ask how high. If I say stand on your head with your thumb in your rear end, you're going to do it. It's all cult brainwashing, all cult training, all weaponized psychological warfare being used against the people of the world. But first, let's get to these clips. Here's a reporter at the White House briefing. Quote, what tools do you have to stop Elon Musk from restoring free speech? Then Sheila Jackson Lee, it's very well documented that words nowadays can actually break your bones. John Kirby says President Biden will not defend or support the protest in China because they want to bring that type of tyranny here. Where is Congress? Where is the response? Where are people calling this out? Well, DeSantis has. DeSantis says Apple removing Elon Musk's Twitter from App Store warrants congressional response. They're talking about doing it. I know what Elon Musk did. I'll leave it at that for behind the scenes information. They're trying to take him over, trying to stop him launching some semblance of free speech. So he thought, well, I'll make it look like I'm going along with him by throwing Alex Jones over the bus. I don't agree with what he did, but I understand what he did. But he is definitely freeing up Twitter, and they are in absolute full panic mode. That is all coming up. But first, this is a White House press briefing with reporters who are protected by the First Amendment, who are supposed to be the number one defenders of the First Amendment. And here they are decrying it, hoping the American people and people of the world don't have a voice. Here it is.
Question about Twitter. There's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online. Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And look, We have always been very clear, and that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring, and we see it with our own eyes of what you all are reporting, and just for ourselves, what's happening on Twitter. But again, social media companies have a responsibility to prevent their platforms from being used by any user to incite violence, especially violence directed at individual communities, as we have been seeing, and the president has been very clear on calling that out. He'll continue to do that, and we're going to continue to monitor the situation. Go ahead.
They're the ones coming at us with deadly shots. They're the ones caught lying on purpose on every front. You have the head of the CDC saying they knew the shots didn't work 2+ years ago, but they lied to us. It's just over the top. So anybody that disagrees with these known liars and gets in the way of their gaslighting is violent. And they're the ones finally coming at us with their GMO and their poison shots and their 5G and the rest of it. Here's Governor DeSantis talking about Apple's open discussions, as Tim Cook did to me 4 years ago, of removing Twitter off of the App Store.
Concerning. And then when you also hear reports that Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store because Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. That's like one of the main things that's being reinstated. So many things these experts were wrong at, and you had people on Twitter that were calling that out. And Twitter, the old regime in Twitter, their response was to try to just suffocate the dissent. And Elon Musk knows that's not a winning formula, and so he's providing free speech. And so if Apple responds to that by nuking them from the App Store, you know, I think that that would be a huge, huge mistake. And it would be a really raw exercise of monopolistic power that I think would merit a response from the United States Congress. And so don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves.
That's right. It's now come out that Twitter, Google, Apple, all of them have been helping China suppress their peaceful dissidents. They try to suppress us. What China's doing is their goal for us, total enslavement. But here's Sheila Jackson Lee now saying, no, no, words do break your bones.
Let me just say this, Reverend Sharpton. It is very well documented that words nowadays can actually break your bones. Words have generated violence. We've seen that.
Yeah, when the Democrats call for people to go out and attack Republicans. And then we got John Kirby, the Defense Department spokesman, saying Biden's not going to support people not wanting to live in a total medical tyranny and forced injections and combat robots. Here it is.
I'm wondering, what is the president's reaction when he hears protesters in China chant freedom or Xi Jinping step down?
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
And so there's no reaction?
These protesters are speaking for themselves. What we are doing is making it clear that we support the right of peaceful protest.
Oh, really? Unless it's the American people. You people running our country are criminals. We'll be right back. Every day before I come into the studio, I just sit back and marvel at the historic moment we're all living in right now. And I say to myself, you got to be calm. Got to come in here and just lay all this out. But then once I get on air and start talking about it, it's just wild. They've got the CIA on TV saying, screw your freedom. Free speech is a joke. It's over. They've got politicians everywhere openly saying, we got to get rid of free speech from anybody we disagree with. You've got the UN saying they run free speech. You've got the head of this UN agency bragging that they control the US media. Communist China is being lauded for locking people up for over 100 days who aren't even sick. They've all got social credit scores where the phone tells them, just wait here. You're not allowed to leave this point. People just sit there on the street till they starve to death. Or you can't go back to your house. Or you're locked up in your house. Or you're going to a camp. And it's all UN directed. It's all being set up worldwide. They're getting it ready for us. You already saw what they did in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. And they're bringing it all back. And then I see a lot of people are upset about it. But some other people just think, oh, it's for our own good. Let's go along with it. And then we'll get out of it. They have no life force, no common sense. No understanding of what's happening. And the average leftist knows they've got to defend the CCP because, well, they're the good guys. Remember under Trump, they had Washington Post headlines, Xi Jinping must crush Trump to save the world. Xi Jinping is a dictator on the order of Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler. He makes Kim Jong-un and Fidel Castro look like choir boys. And the most evil, corrupt, out of control, ruthless corporations are openly helping China suppress their people. And I saw last night, and by the way, China admits they're doing this. footage of them beating people over the heads, breaking people's arms. In China, if they try to leave their houses or if they just randomly won't be bit over on a table in the middle of the street and an anal swab shoved in their rear end and the woman screaming and yelling and begging. And I was reading the Twitter comments and the leftists were saying she should do what she's told. It's for her own good. And you can see they break her wrists. They definitely torqued the hell out of it. Maybe she's double jointed. Maybe didn't break her arm. It looks like they break her wrist. And then they bend her over and men in white jumpsuits shove something in her rear end for a virus they cooked up in a lab with a poison shot they've got. And again, they lock people up for over 100 days in high-rises when the virus only stays in the body for less than 14, even if you believe the official story. It's all about what can you get people to put up with. And it's about Xi Jinping testing his dictatorship in his towns and cities to see who will enforce this god-awful, insane evil on people. If you ask why Hitler did all the things he did that were so bad, it was about power. Or the communists in Russia, it's about power. Or why do cults do what they do? Because they want control over people's minds. Yep. They are satanic control freaks. But we've got Fauci. The full video's on Infowars.com. Again, defends Chinese lockdowns. Here it is.
China's official news agency today published an op-ed asserting that the country's strict COVID measures are scientific and effective. Are they?
Well, when you want to shut down in order to interrupt immediately a process that's going on like the spread of infection, there should be a purpose to it. Like you want to make sure you get enough ventilators or enough PPE, or you want to get your population vaccinated. The comment that I made about their severe actions that they've taken is that you have to have an end game. What's the purpose? If the purpose is let's get all the people vaccinated, particularly the elderly, then okay for a temporary period of time to do that. But they have very, very strict type of a lockdown. They're locking people in their homes, which is really, they can't even go out and, from what I hear, shop or walk a dog or something like that. That's going to create a lot of pushback on the part of the population if there's no underlying purpose of what you want to do.
Now, what are you seeing here? Oh, we just lock you up for a few months and give you forced injections. That's the good cop. The bad cop locks you up for 120 days, 140 days, and lets you starve to death. So see, now just locking us up and having forced injections and vaccine passports and anal swabs, that's okay. It's just don't lock people up for over 100 days while they starve to death. So that's the psychology that's being pushed here. And that's the plan that these people are carrying out. And they know exactly what they're doing. It's all UN, WEF, Rockefeller Foundation developed, Microsoft deployed, UN enforced, on record, censoring the media, surveilling the public for control, and the end game is China, and all the rest of us are being forcibly marched towards this point. They're going right to the end. Can they lock you up in their house? Can they take you away to camp? No judge, no jury. So he said, what is the end game? The end game is the biomedical establishment being the priesthood for the big banks that own the big pharmaceutical companies, having world control and a world ID and saying they can just disappear you at any time they want while they cook up a bunch of gain-of-function viruses that'll kill the majority of people deader than a hammer, and while the very people cooking them all up are obsessed with depopulation, are obsessed with world government, are obsessed with killing you, and they tell you that's who they are. Bill Gates is on record hundreds of times saying he wants to forcibly depopulate the earth. His father is. Prince Charles is. Prince Charles's father, I'm sorry, King Charles III's father, Prince Philip, is on record saying he wants to kill 80% of the world with a deadly virus. And Klaus Schwab says China is the model of communism and we need to be under a Chinese model. Wake up, folks. That's who the bad guys are. That's the worldview. That's the transformation. That's the program. That's the operation. That's what they want. And that's why they want us off air, because we read their own documents decades ago. We've interviewed all the top guests. We've got their number. We know their plan. And there's all these thousands of other shows and thousands of flavors of political idiocy.
Come here.
That are side issues and diversions. You know, I could come back next segment and do the most entertaining, hilarious hour you've ever seen, making fun of the left and what buffoons they are and showing you insane stuff. But it just makes you feel good, like you're laughing at them. Those are the people that have succumbed to the spirit of collapse. Just sitting here laughing at everything burning around us is not good. But it is important to look at what they've done to these people, and we'll cover some of that when we come back. Remember the guy involved who runs the U.S. nuclear stockpile? He just got arrested. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right, so let's look at the clown world of the globalist minions they're putting in charge of civilization to collapse it and make the good, hardworking people that care, who built civilization, quit and leave. Biden's gender-fluid nuclear official, the one that looks like it the clown, charged with felony theft after lying to the police.
They're all clowns up there.
Now, why are you surprised? This is the person involved in our spent nuclear fuel stockpile and the storage of nuclear weapons. They'll do whatever they're told. They're totally compromised. And they're selling the message that you'll be promoted and put in positions of power if you illegally come here or if you're a degenerate. And what did he reportedly do? He's pled guilty to it. He admits that he saw a $2,200 bag at the airport and stole it, and then got videotaped at the same D.C. airport flying in and out with the stolen bag. When the police called him, he said, "It's my bag. It's my clothes." Later admitted, "Well, I took it, but, you know, I identify it as mine. I'm not joking." Says, "I identify this as mine." That's the magical thinking. Well, you identify as a woman. And a woman is now an ugly man with a bald head and a beard in lipstick. It's a joke on women. These guys hate women.
It's an assault on them, really. It's a joke.
And it just continues on from there. Video. Disney show has kids hold up signs saying, "We love Satan." Starting to get the pattern here. It's not just Balenciaga.
What they're trying to,
and that's for Christmas.
They're worshiping Satan.
Here's another one. It's up on InfoWars.com. Washington Post, New York Times, and New York Post praise pedophile play as brilliant that humanizes convicted pedophiles that rape children and stalk playgrounds. They all say it's wonderful, and there's even video of the play where they drool over the children. Pedophiles are good, and the mainstream media praises it. Meanwhile, thousands of convicted pedophiles in California are getting less than a year of prison time. People that brutally kidnap and rape children under 14 are given less time than drunk drivers. 7,000 plus. That, ladies and gentlemen, is this anti-human alien force that tells you a woman is somebody that looks like they're an alien toddling off the spaceship in Close Encounters of a Third Time. Non-binary nuclear official charged with stealing woman's luggage. What do you know? Then we've got all this we'll be getting into later. Top Balenciaga fashion stylist. Social media loaded with images of satanic child abuse, witchcraft, Satanism, you name it. We're going to be going into that some in the next hour. Viewer discretion is advised. And it's the whole thing is like this. It's everywhere. It'd be like trying to count fish in the sea to tell you what's going on. They've organized their people. They're making their move. Remember yesterday I played you a clip. In fact, guys, go ahead and print me the Belgian pedophile scandal, where the government, top officials, judges, police chiefs, had dungeons full of little kids they were raping, murdering, and torturing, and they found a bunch of dungeons full of dead kids, and some full of kids who are now grown women who describe what they did in the dungeons, satanic rituals. These are confirmed. This isn't, debatable. Some magic nebulous pizza place, or, what Q says is down under the earth. It's not under the earth, it's out in the open.
What was that?
That's all.
Oh, it's raining outside. Maybe it's
coming up at the start of the next hour. Then we're going to open the phones up and take your calls. But they don't just kill children in torture dungeons. That's what they do in their off time to blow off some steam, to have a little fun. But in the real world, in the open public world, not the hidden one, they kill us with 5G and GMO and poison shots. And that's why Fauci defends the communist Chinese lockdowns. That's why Apple turned off protest communications right before the lockdown uprising started in China. That's why Twitter helped. That's why Facebook helped. That's why Apple helped, because that's who they are. And now the Chinese military's hit the streets because China's what they wish they could do to you. They wish they could take your little farm. They wish they could take your children. They wish they could rape your wife. They are criminals of the highest order. They are rampaging Satanists who just have nothing but disdain for you because they are predators. And they see the domesticated, dumbed down, asleep, lackadaisical, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome, addled public, and they
addled see public
meat on the table. So don't become a wolf like them, and don't be a sheep. Be a sheepdog, ladies and gentlemen, and admit this is happening, admit this is going on, and admit this is their revolution to normalize all of this, where they flip on emotions and, you said something that hurts somebody's feelings, you're arrested, but we're going to screw your kid. We're going to give you a deadly shot, gives you a heart attack. I have stacks of articles of children and young people dying of heart attacks at rates 10, 20,000 what they were before, unheard of, with these shots. And the federal government puts a study out saying children are having heart attacks and dying because you told them the shot would give them a heart attack, with no proof. COVID-19 vaccines and the misrepresentation of perceived side effects clearly on the safety of vaccines. A new major study with no evidence. It's psychological. Yes, even though their own CDC document, October 2000, said it would cause myocarditis, blood clots, and heart attacks. Now, if you know that, now if you see that, now if you witness that, now if you say it's wrong, you're the devil. So we consider and make fun of the head of the nuclear spent fuel radiation dump head and go look at the clown confessing to stealing a woman's expensive bag. By the way, who would want a $2,300 bag?
Not me.
You want the status. You want people looking at you. Even all that does is get you robbed. I got a $50 suitcase.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
In fact, I almost don't even wear this Rolex. I never wore watches until my dad, like 15 years ago, gave me a green Rolex, which I like. It's just a cool watch, and I like it. But not because it's a luxury item. But I think I'm going to hang this up, and I think I'm going to get like a $100 regular watch. Just because I don't even want to contribute to this. There's nothing wrong with nice brands, nothing wrong with wanting nice things, but in this dangerous world, it's just stupid. So how do I tell my oldest daughter, who another family member gave her a Rolex, don't wear that, sweetheart? How do I tell my 18-year-old daughter, don't wear one of these if you don't want to get hit on the head
or
robbed by the head of the nuclear stockpile? How do I do that? And again, it's nothing wrong with it, except it becomes a symbol of the largesse. Like it really becomes an idol.